The Immaculate Conception herself. And so Our Lady enters the world without sin. She enters as a lily among the thorns, the purity of the Immaculate, born into an impure world. She enters the world as the dawn, which announces the rising or the coming of the Sun of Justice. In a world which was completely darkened by sin and error. The joy experienced in the hearts of Saints Joachim and Anne is now shared by the whole Church as their daughter becomes our mother and our queen. She becomes our co-redemptrix and mediatrix of all graces. And all that we need to arrive at true and lasting happiness can be found in the Blessed Virgin Mary. As today's epistle says of her, "He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord." Now today's joy is doubled by the fact that we also celebrate today the first simple profession of four of our novices. And for them, too, it's a kind of birth, a birth to a new life that is the religious life. In this birth, after they profess their vows, poverty, chastity, obedience, and total consecration to Our Lady, is a holocaust offered to God, and it renders their soul pure like Our Lady's, spotless like Our Lady's, similar, of course, not exact, but nevertheless a very real image of the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially in virtue of the vow of total consecration. With these vows that you'll profess today, you become, or you are born anew as sons of Our Lady. Of course, everyone who is baptized becomes a son or daughter of Our Lady. But now, you take those vows of your own free will. You give yourself entirely to Our Lady as her possession and property without limitations in the strict sense of that word. And it is also irrevocable. This vow cannot be taken back. It's unlimited and irrevocable. You give yourself, if it were irrevocable, if you could possibly take it back, then it's not unlimited. So by its nature, an unlimited vow is irrevocable. And so today, we keep our professandi in our prayers, and we rejoice together with them and with Our Lady on this day of her birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.